Welcome to September 13th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate Trading Places and how our nation got its uncle.
When was the last time you fell in love with coffee? Is your morning routine just a little too routine? At David's Roasting, they're fanatical about the beans because no matter how you brew it, coffee won't rock your world if it's not freshly roasted. Visit davidsroasting.com to try their award-winning blends, roasted to order and shipped to your door, because everyone deserves to fall in love with coffee this fresh. davidsroasting.com, boutique coffee without all the hype. If you remember the movie Freaky Friday, then you already know this cautionary tale for parents and kids. The grass is not always greener. If parents could step into the life of their children, they would discover that it's not all it's cracked up to be, and vice versa. Why not meet in the middle by celebrating National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day? It's a great way to encourage young chefs while answering the dreaded question, what's for dinner? Sure, it might be pancakes or macaroni and cheese, but it could be a delicious change of pace. It also lets kids stretch their legs a little while spending some quality time together. Just be sure to agree on who has to do the dishes, because that's where things could get a little freaky.
When we hear the name Uncle Sam, we immediately picture the serious man in a star-spangled hat, all decked out in red, white, and blue. Did you know that Uncle Sam is based on a real person? During the War of 1812, Samuel Wilson of Troy, New York, worked in a meatpacking plant. The factory provided American troops with food for the war effort, and thus their barrels and crates were stamped U.S. The stamping was Samuel's job, and his co-workers began joking that U.S. stood for Uncle Sam. The joke was on them, however, as the name stuck and became a symbol of our nation's pride and strength. On National Uncle Sam Day, celebrate your own patriotic spirit, and be careful with nicknames that can last a lifetime.
I wonder if he looks like the poster.
That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. Hey, tomorrow it's National Eat a Hoagie Day.
Oh my God, I think that's one of the greatest sandwiches ever made.
Yeah, do you call it a hoagie or a hero?
Hero.
Hero. I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.